I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, The Bird Show.
We need answers for Abby, and this is for guys only. This is not women calling up trying to explain and try to get into the mind of dudes. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, guys. Help Abby out here, because there's a trend that has formed in her dating life, and she can't figure out what the motivation is behind it at all.
Men are cowards. That's the that is the pattern I'm starting to see in my dating life. And if you listen to the story and you start to think to yourself, why do I feel like Abby's told this story like 7 different times on the show? That's because it's happened to me over and over and over again. And I just don't understand why this specific thing keeps happening in my dating life. So of course, like any other desperate 27-year-old woman and looking for a man, I am on the dating apps. One of the dating apps I'm on is called Bumble. Bumble is exactly what you think the average dating app is like. You swipe left if you don't like them, you swipe right if you do like them. If you guys both swipe right on each other, then you guys match. And now Bumble, it used to be only women can make the first move. Now men can make the first move. So I'm on the app and I swipe and I see a cute filmmaker who lives in Atlanta. I'm like, oh, he looks like my type. He seems really nice. I like his profile. I swipe right. He swipes right. We match. And I'm like, cool. Let's see if this dude makes the first move. Because now that's kind of like my subconscious rule, as I'm like, I'm so sick of putting myself out there over and over and over again. Like, I need to see a little bit of effort on the other end. So this guy actually ends up messaging me like pretty quickly. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's see what this dude's about. And we start engaging in some conversation, as one does when you're looking for your soulmate. And it seems like he's really interested. Like, there's a lot of like green flags from him in terms of like, it's really seems like he's into me. It's not like I'm just some random girl that he swipe with and he's just going through the motions.
Engagement is passing the vibe check.
The engagement is passing the vibe check, almost to the point where I was like, okay, dude, like, you don't know me. Like, let's chill out a little bit. But I was like, you know what? He fits all the things I'm looking for. Let's just go out with him. Mm-hmm. We're about to have 2 weeks off anyway. So really, I'm not going to give up a weekend or a weekday spot. So we start talking, and at some point he makes a joke about like how, you know, a relationship is sort of like a membership. And he's like, oh, you know, there's short-term memberships and long-term memberships. And so then I'm like, okay, you need to start like asking me out. So then I send him a message and I say, LOL, well, I'm happy to discuss membership options over a drink sometime. Funny banter. Ha ha. She's good. She's smart and she's cute. Ask me out. So then he responds again, very enthusiastically. I'd like that. I'm sure we can find the right membership tier for you. What does your holiday travel schedule look like? I'm like, thank God, what a conscientious man. Finally asking me out, even though I basically had to ask him out, mask myself up for him. And then I tell him, I don't head out until blank, but I'll be out of town until probably blank, blank, blank. And he goes, okay, well, I have some work to do in this city tomorrow. I'm not going to be back in Atlanta until that day as well. Can we plan for a drink in the new year? What better way to start your year than with a date with your future husband? And I'm like, that's a little strong, but at least he's interested. Like, mm-hmm. I'm to the point where I'm like, whatever. At the very least, he seems like a nice guy. He doesn't seem that creepy. I'll go out for a drink with this guy. And he seems to be very confident about the situation. So then I respond, sounds great, blah, 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 blah. Here's my number, insert number here. Text me when you're ready to go out or whatever. And so I'm thinking, okay, like, we're probably not going to talk until the new year. Like, so it's totally fine. But, you know, don't really expect much to change after that. So a day goes by and I needed to send a screenshot of his profile to someone. I was like, oh yeah, I might be going out with this guy in a couple of weeks. Tell me what you think about him. So I go into my Bumble app. He unmatched with me.
Is it because you all are moving from the app to text?
No, the proper dating app etiquette would have been texting me, hey, this is blank from Bumble. Just wanted you to have my number and then unmatch. But there's still no reason to unmatch. Like,
true.
Unless you wanted my profile out of like your stack of women.
Out of your queue.
Out of your queue. There is no logical reason why he should have unmatched with me. He asked me out. I gave him my number. He's the one who said he was my future husband. And then he unmatches with me.
So
that is odd.
Does this go, how much time in between, I guess? So from text, is he doing research? Is he starting to do more research and homework on you? And there you are again, radio girl. He doesn't want anything to do with that. So then just unmatches with you?
But I don't know. He didn't say, hey, I'm unmatching with you because you look like a weirdo on the internet. Like, I will never know. All I know is I gave him my number and then like a couple hours later, he was out of my feed. So whatever.
Hours later?
It was like it was pretty quickly.
I'm assuming that's what, I mean, it's been a while since I dated like that, but I'm assuming nowadays that when you get the okay, that's when you start doing your homework. And then if you get unmatched, they're like, oh no, this is not for me.
I feel like you do your homework even before that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Before you even start to show that level of interest and at the point where she gives you her number, I mean, that's end game. That's when you follow up.
Look, we're looking at this through the wrong lens. You're being negative. This is a stalker of yours who joined Bumble or Hinge or whatever just to match with you. And now that he has gotten what he wanted, he's deleted his account.
Oh, yeah.
So he didn't remove you. He removed himself because he found his future wifey for lifey.
Yeah, clearly, that's the answer.
You're encouraging the book talk girlies to write some kind of weird stalker fan fiction about this where they're going to turn this into some kind of positive love romance.
Rebecca,
write my stalker romance.
I don't know what the answer is, but I hear this as a common complaint from women over and over and over again. And the only thing, like, what is going to make a dude change his mind after that?
I have no idea. That's why I'm at a loss for words, and I'm just so frustrated that I'm like, I'm doing all these right things and then yet I still can't win.
Yeah, it is very odd, and I'm curious if he does hit you up after the new year to go on this date, do you respond? Do you go?
No, I find it very weird that he unmatched me. Okay. Yeah. I find that's like against dating app etiquette. I'm sure if you've never been on the app, you're like, well, it's not that big of a deal if he texts you. No, it's very weird for someone to unmatch with you.
Weird.
Weird.
Really super weird.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.